Welcome to Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday. It's February. It's the 26th, 2010. And this is your host, Adam Paul, is here to tell you about movies and toys and all kinds of fun stuff. So what do we have for you this week? Let's start with movies. Well, last week at the box office, Avatar was not number one. I know you're shocked. Shutter Island was, with $41.1 million. It was followed by Valentine's Day, with $16.7 million. Avatar was number three, with $16.2 million. Percy Jackson, The Olympians, $15.3 million, and The Wolfman had a not-so-great week at number 5 with $9.9 million. This week at the box office, your new movies include The Crazies, a remake of an old George A. Romero movie, and Cop Out. It was the Kevin Smith movie with Tracy Morgan and Bruce Willis. It was previously known as A Couple of Dicks, but was changed because the TV networks didn't want that on the before 9 p.m. television advertising thing. So what's your show business news? Lots of Captain America rumors this week. Some say he was cast, others say not yet. Contenders include a large pool, including John Krasinski of The Office, Michael Cassidy, Patrick Pfluger, Scott Porter, and a few other dudes. So who knows? The only thing going around right now that they're saying they want somebody who's American, not Canadian, not Australian, not British, but American, which is unusual. But hey, they got to start something with Captain America, right? The upcoming Conan the Barbarian movie, not the Conan O'Brien movie, which, as far as I know, they're not going to do. Word got out that Mickey Rourke got cast as Conan's pop. Cool. New Line Cinema is a part of Warner Brothers, and they're going to be making a apparently Garfield-esque quasi-live-action Speedy Gonzales movie. Mel Blanc, being dead, will not voice the zippy rodent. Instead, they're going to get George Lopez. I don't see it. There is a sequel to Showgirls. There is a trailer. We're sorry. Empire Online says there's a Zoolander 2 in the works. And that is your show business news this week. And now, toy news! So what do we got? Let's start with Lost! Biff Bang Pow announced they're going to do a Lock bobblehead. He's bald. He's got an orange in his hand. And he's got an orange in his face. It looks pretty good. He's also got a big ol' scar. And pre-orders are open now. Iron Man 2, Hasbro's toy line, officially launches next week. There are lots of nifty new items, including a $7 Arclight, a Nerf Blaster, and a variety of Micro Head playsets, which may look familiar to those of us who survived the micro toy craze of the 1990s. Also, Funko put out a bunch of new images, including bobbleheads and Funko Force figures, all of which look pretty swell. I'm not sure if the clear Iron Man 2 Funko Force figure is a spoiler or just a neat stylistic choice, but it looks freaking sharp. And, oh, the Whiplash bobbleheads, whips? Totally glow-in-the-dark. Pretty cool. G.I. Joe, the convention-exclusive Red Shadows troopers were revealed this week, and they look pretty fantastic. These are the first ever U.S. release of Red Shadows as figures, and they originally came from the U.K. Action Force line. Spider-Man, Hasbro announced 3 battle packs this week, as predicted, only they're a little bit later and not quite what I expected. The 3 battle packs are Sea, Land, and Air. The C set, these are all 3¾-inch, by the way. The C set includes Venom, a scuba Spider-Man, and another Spider-Man with Doc Ock arms. They're all this way, one villain, two Spider-Man. The land set has a Rhino and a couple of different armored Spider-Man figures. It's a lava Rhino. And the air set includes a Green Goblin attacking Spider-Man with a glider and a really nifty, almost purple, possibly translucent Spider-Man with a launching web cannon. Each figure set is going to be about $25-$26. And according to the pictures, they're all kind of pearlescent, possibly translucent in places. It's hard to tell. If they're clear, I'm not quite sure if there's some overlying gimmick they just didn't announce. But either way, now you know. Watch entertainmentearth.com for pictures. They should be up probably right now. Star Trek! Quantum Mechanics announced nifty movie-based badge replicas. There's going to be 4 of them, all based on last year's film. Command, Medical, Science, and Engineering. We got a really strong response on these this week, and they're $9.99 each, so they are cheap enough to easily collect them all, and they look pretty high quality, so check those out. Final Fantasy XIII, a bunch of new PlayArts figures went up this week from Square Enix, so after you try the game, you can check out Lightning, Vanilli, Snow, Fang, Za, Hope, and others, including a couple of transforming summon monster god creature things. Pretty swell. Bayonetta, Sega's title character, and Genie, I haven't played the game yet, are both confirmed as large $40 Square Enix exclusives. They're going to be out in a few months, and they should be pretty cool. What else we got? Barbed wire! Dark Horse is bringing out high-end $120 collectible 12-inch figure with rooted hair and presumably removable clothing. Transformers. In Japan, Takara Tomy confirmed they're going to do a clear Masterpiece Edition Ghost Starscream. No word on a U.S. release. Lego! Danish toy maker is going to do Volume 5 of its ongoing vintage minifigure collection sets. This time, it's all girls. There's a nurse, a figure from the Robin Hood-esque sets, a female ninja, and a couple others. Pretty swell, but good luck finding one. These don't get very good distribution. Star Wars Galactic Heroes Jango Fett Slave 1 has been announced and includes Obi-Wan and Jango. Shipping with it is an Attack on the Invisible Hand gift set with Anakin's Jedi Starfighter from Episode 3 in yellow, General Grievous, Anakin Skywalker, and a MagnaGuard droid. Also cool, the Dark Horse Star Wars Omnibus for A Long Time Ago Volume 1 is up and now you can order it. It has 26 Marvel comics, the first 26 from the line. It is swell. Also, Hasbro announced the final wave of the Hasbro Star Wars comic 2-packs this week. Each set includes two action figures and a full-size comic book reprint. Wave 7, the last wave, has Marvel number 96 with Luke Skywalker and Lumaya. She's already out. Star Wars Tales 21 with Kyle Katarn and Yuuzhan Vong. They're already out. Legacy 22 with Darth Krayt and Sigil Dare. She's out. The new ones are Republic 65 with Jedi Masters Thome and Tressa. Classic Star Wars Early Adventures number 1 with the Black Hole Stormtrooper and the pretty cool Black Hole holographic figure. It's pretty cool, but it's kind of more of an accessory than a figure. Where was I? Ah, Republic 86 with Bogey Squad. You get a Scout Trooper and a Clone Trooper in the camo outfits. Routine Valor, it was a free comic book day comic book with Cody's Lieutenant and a Trooper from the 212th Battalion. And finally, Tales of the Jedi number 6. I believe it's one of the Sith War comics, number 6, with Exar Kun and Ulic Keldroma, which is really exciting. If you read those comics many moons ago like I did, the rest of you will be wondering, who are these people? But they're basically more or less contemporaries of the Knights of the Old Republic, give or take a few years. So it's exciting. Free shipping! And Entertainment Earth is almost done. Actually, it ends today, so if you listen to this tomorrow, you're out of luck. And if it's the future, we're sorry. Check our site for a new exciting offer, possibly a free gift, I'm just saying, at entertainmentearth.com today. And that's all for this week. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth. Everyone's on it, probably your mother too, so why not follow us? It's something to do. Conan O'Brien's on there now too, so it's legitimate. Anyway, see you guys all next time. Check us out, entertainmentearth.com. Thanks for listening. And if you place an order at Entertainment Earth, mention you listen to the podcast. Thanks a bunch. See you guys next time.